Welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast for Contractors. Get actionable advice and tactics on how to grow your home service company. Plus interviews with industry experts dropping value bombs in marketing, sales, and operations. And now, let's power up your home service biz with your host, Mark Ambrose of Battle Plan Marketing.
All right. Hello, Contractor Pros, and welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast, episode number 14. Today, we're going to talk about 25 tips to rank better in Google Maps and generate more leads. Google Maps is without a doubt the most valuable real estate on the internet for home service companies. And it's also free. So get control and optimize the hell out of it every single day. Let's review 25 ways you can do that. Number one, claim and complete your listing, of course. So if you don't have control over it, Google it, find it, get control. Go onto YouTube and Google how to get control of your listing if you don't know how to do it. Number two, fill out every section of your listing. So go into your Google My Business listing, go into the info section on the left, and then look at everything in the main screen. Fill out every single solitary field. Leave nothing blank. A complete listing is an optimized listing. And optimized listings are what make it into those top three in a Google map when somebody searches for your services near you. So you got to fill them all out to get a chance at ranking in there. All right, number three, use your real business name. Other listings you'll see are adding city names and keywords to their business name. That is spam. That will get you suspended potentially. Do not risk it. So use your real business name. And use your real, number four, use your real business address. So put in your address. Google will send you a card, a postcard to that address with a code on it to verify that is your address. And then you'll get the choice after that, once it's verified, to either hide the address if you're a service company going out to others and your home is your main location, or you can show it if you allow the public to come to you. Little extra power if you show it, but don't do it just for that. Okay, number five, use your correct phone number. Sounds easy, but it's amazing how many times you have a different number in your Google listing than your website. So your name, address, phone needs to be the same, consistent everywhere online, actually. So in your Google listing, make sure you're using the correct phone number. I would behoove you also to use a tracking phone number. So a service like CallRail, CallFire, any of those out there, get a separate phone number dedicated to Google My Business. Put it in there. Google My Business allows for two phone numbers. So you put in your main number that's on your website and everywhere else. And then if you have, you put a tracking phone number in there. So you can track, you know, how many calls you're getting from your Google My Business listing. Number six, consistent business name, address, and phone is important. So I touched on this just a second ago. So again, this is a big ranking signal in Google and elsewhere. And for all businesses, this is a problem. Home service businesses, especially so. So if you've moved around a lot, moved your business address or your home address, which is your business address potentially, if you've moved that around a lot, you've got some problems online because your name, address, phone is going to have inconsistencies. So you'll actually want to do a citation audit. So Google that, citation audit. We use LoganX, WhiteSpark, and Bright Local. And then if you find a lot of conflicts out there, you'll need to do a citation cleanup. Same companies. All right. So consistent name, address, phone. Make sure what's on Google My Business is on your website. It's on Yelp. It's on Bing. It's everywhere. All right, number seven, add a trackable link to your website so you can see all the Google My Business traffic in Google Analytics. So you would use a UTM link. You just Google the words Google Campaign Builder. That one page website will be up there and you'll be able to put in your web address, where the thing's going. So Google My Business, your website address, just follow the directions on that page. You'll get a special link. And then you put that link in your Google My Business so you can track all the traffic that's going to it. All right, number eight, add your service area cities. All right. So underneath your category in that info section will be your service area. So of course, go in there and add just the cities that you actually service, not the ones that you want to, just the ones that you actually do. Don't make it bigger than it is. Number 9, do category research to add all of the categories that apply to your business. There's going to be more than one, no matter what business you're in, solar, plumbing, roofing, etc. There will be several categories you need to use. You'll be your primary one, and then several, maybe more than one, secondary categories. You can go over to YouTube, search for us, Battle Plan Marketing, and look on our YouTube channel. We have a video on there for Google My Business category research. It's a free video, short one. And we have a free template attached to that with a link there to help you do proper category research for Google My Business. Number 10, add a great business description with keywords and your service area mentioned in that business description within Google My Business. Number 11, add all of your services and then add products as well that apply to your services. You can make your service a product sort of and make an image and put it in there. So fill out the service fields and the product fields within Google My Business. Number 12, make sure you add the days and hours open and stay on top of the holiday hours. Keep it all updated. Go in there regularly. Right, make sure they are accurate and those same hours should be stated on your website also. Number 13, add attributes. Is it woman managed, minority managed, veteran managed, right? Other attributes, wheelchair access, Wi-Fi access, depending on your category, the type of company you are, you'll have various attributes available to you. So go in there, you'll see it in the info section and click all that apply to you. Number 14, embed your Google My Business listing onto your website in the footer or on the home and contact us pages at least. So the way to do that is go into Google Maps, search for your company, click share, click embed a map, and then copy and paste that code onto your site where you want it to show. Number 15, Q&A. Use the questions and answers feature in Google My Business. So you would actually log in or have your employees log in under their personal Gmail accounts and then go to your Google listing and ask the top frequently asked questions over a period of time. Don't do it all in one day, but you ask a good question and then you answer it from the company portal. So you can get your frequently asked questions right there on Google My Business knowledge panel. So to manage your listing daily, rule number 16 or tip number 16 is upload job and team photos every single day. And also add your logo. If you don't already have it, there's a space to add your logo in identity. So in Google My Business on the left side under photos, and then up at the top, you'll see identity. Click on that and you'll add logo and a featured image, I believe they call it. And then daily upload photos of the team at work, jobs, finished jobs, events you're having. These are the things that are going to make the difference. Once the listing is filled out completely and in total, then the things that separate you from your competitors are these following things to manage every single day. So one of which is your photos. So upload job and team photos regularly, every single day. 17, generate more customer reviews on Google. So to manage your listing, you want as many reviews coming in regularly as possible. And the way to do that, we've already discussed in previous podcasts, was using automated reputation management software. So you always have reviews growing each and every week, each and every month. Number 18, reply to all reviews. Google is looking at that. It's a ranking signal. They want to see you replying to reviews. You want to reply to reviews. Customers took time from their day to speak good, hopefully, about your company online. And if they did that to your face, you would thank them. So do it online. Thank them online. Don't be a ghost and just leave them hanging there. They spent time. You should spend time. So reply to every single review, good or bad. Number 19, create Google My Business posts at least weekly. So again, in your dashboard on the left side, posts up near the top, allows you to make several different kinds of posts. So, and they last for 7 days. So make one at least weekly. You can make special offers in there. You can syndicate content from your blog. You can make just a little, you know, one or two sentence blurbs. So promote your services, events, completed jobs, etc. Use the Google My Business posts. It's what keeps your listing active, or reviews, photos, posts. And then number 20 is add local city keywords to your website's homepage. So yes, now we're going away from Google My Business, because there are other ranking signals for your Google My Business to rank in the maps. There are actually external signals which matter, one of which is your website. So your homepage on your website, the title of it should be, let's say you're a plumber in Chicago. Your title of that homepage should be Plumber, Chicago, Illinois. Right? So you have added the city and state to the main service on your homepage, to the title. So add local city keywords to website homepage title. All right. These are other external factors that play a role in how well your Google Maps listing will rank. And they include item number 21, good website SEO or search engine optimization. So that's your URL structure, all the basics, your titles, your meta descriptions, your H1 tags, your alt tags, all of these things play a role. So get a good website SEO audit done. Do it yourself. Use Screaming Frog as a free crawler. So you can use that to crawl your site and then look for missing or duplicates on your titles, your H1s, your alt text, etc. Item number 22, external factor. Again, we touched on it, but it's hugely important. So consistent name, address, phone, and other directories, Bing places, Yelp, hundreds of others. So make sure, do a citation audit, and then make sure they are all clean and consistent. And if not, you'll need to do a cleanup. Item number 23, review signals from your website and other directories. So this is called review diversity, and Google is looking for it. So not just reviews on Google, but reviews on Yelp and Bing and Yellow Pages and BBB, Home Advisor, Angie's List, etc. So using your automated reputation management software, you should be directing links and reviews to different sites for diversity in your online customer reviews. It's a major ranking signal. Okay, 24, link signals from other websites to yours, which is usually comes after you write great blog articles that provide in-depth info on a topic. Local links are even better. Let me backtrack there. So blog articles you could syndicate on your social media and such, and that should help you grow some organic links to those pages if they're, you know, if it's good content. People are only going to link to content if it's good, right? So write good content, have your writers write good content. Local links also help. So your local chamber of commerce, or maybe you cross promote with other contractors who are not in your business, but are in the home services business. So lots of different ways you can Google how to grow links locally. Something like that, and read articles about that. So there are lots of different ways to grow links locally, and they will help empower both your website and your Google listing. Okay, 25, social signals. So go out on your major social websites, if you haven't already, Facebook, LinkedIn, other social media platforms, and go claim a branded listing. Even if you're not going to be very active on any of them, that's okay. Just go claim it. So it's sort of like Yelp or Bing somewhat, where your name, address, phone, and a link to your website will be in there. That link will send a social signal to Google and others. They're weak signals, but nonetheless, it's another link from a branded, recognized platform to your website. A bonus. So our bonus tip for the day is to combat Google My Business spam, right? So if you Google one of your services in your local city and you look at the map, you will see lots of companies cheating. And by that, they've put keywords or city names into their business names. That's the most common cheating spam on the Google Maps, right? So the way you go in there is you're going to have to go look at them manually, each one separately, especially the ones on page one that are near the top and trying to outrank you. So the way you do it is you go in, you look, usually pretty obvious that they put a city or keyword name in their business name, or their whole business name is a city and keyword, but then look for their website. And so, which should be a link in their Google My Business listing, right? Are there photos in the listing? Is it a completed listing? But you'll click on the website, you'll take screenshots of the listing, you'll take screenshots of the website. If there is one, usually the website will have the real name and it'll conflict with the name in the map, in which case you go over to Google. You can do it right there in the map. There's a suggest and edit link usually right below all the basic info for the company. But a better way to do that is to just Google the words business redressal complaint form in a Google search. So again, business, you could put in Google. Google business redressal, REDRESSAL, business redressal complaint form. That's where you really go to make a complaint about spammy listings in Google Maps to Google. Use screenshots, use a lot of information. If it's a bogus address and stuff, take a photograph of the location and it's a mailbox place or UPS store or something like that, which are not allowed by Google listings guidelines. So present as much information as possible. It'll take them forever, but they may penalize it. If they're repeat offenders, they may suspend the account. And you have to do this regularly, at least weekly. There's just a lot of cheating going on in Google My Maps. Do not be encouraged to do it yourself. If you see somebody, you know, up there in one, two, or three spot and you're not there, you might be tempted. Do not do it. You'll be the one who gets caught and suspended, and then your listing is gone. And that will hurt you a lot. All right. That's all I got there. 25 tips and a bonus one on how to rank better in Google Maps. I hope that helps some of you. It should help all of you. Just follow all that and don't forget to upload photos, get reviews, reply to reviews, and post regularly. And that will help you rank and creep up into that map pep, hopefully. All right. I hope that helps some of you. Thanks for sharing your time and attention with us today. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast so you'll get notified of future episodes. Feel free to share this episode on your social channels. Good luck out there and create a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast. To power up your home service business, for show notes, visit battleplanmarketing.com/podcast. If you enjoyed our show, please share it on social. Until next time.